And good morning once again to the Biz Talk with Score radio program. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm from Score here in the Fox Cities, and I will be your host today. My co-host today, sitting in for Tony Bush, is going to be John Burns. John, welcome to the show again.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Great to be on.
Okay. John is one of our Score mentors here in the Fox Cities. Score, John, you want to just take a second and just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with Score?
Sure. I'm a retired business owner, and I've been with Score as a mentor now for 3 years. And I got involved because I wanted to give back to the community for all the help I had over the years. Because, you know, as many people know, you really can't do it all yourself. It's employees, it's bankers, it's attorneys, mm-hmm. accountants. And so the 35 years I put in, that really helped. And through that time, I specialized in general business management, marketing, strategic planning, finance, and the way to think of it when you own a small business, you wear all the hats
right.
some point. So,
well, glad to have you with Score. You've been with us for, what, how many years now?
Three.
3 years, sure. Okay. So, yeah, one of our 50 now Score mentors that we have throughout the 8 counties that we serve. So for those of you out there, normally I'd go through a little bit of the history and background of Score, but we're starting the year. It's time for people to start looking at making decisions, kind of taking some action. And I'm trying to, I think, give you a little bit more of a call to action today than anything else. The Score mentors that we have are available to help you, the person who's thinking about starting your business, have put it off, have it on the back burner, and so on. Now would be the time to really get out there, get in contact with Score. We do primarily mentoring, and the neatest thing about that is our mentoring is free. You get the services of a gentleman like John or myself or some of the other mentors that we have. The cost of having a consultant would be anywhere from $120 to $300 an hour. You get this service for free. So before you put it off again because you're a little afraid to talk to somebody or wondering about it, I would ask that you seriously consider giving Score a call. You can go out to our website, which is the foxcities.score.org. On there, it's there's a link that says click here for one-on-one mentoring. It takes about 5 minutes to fill out an information questionnaire and put down exactly what it is you're interested in. Now, if you are just starting up, like I said, now's the time to do that. Well, you know, those New Year's resolutions don't get past the 10th of January anyway, but maybe we can get some things started. The other thing that if you've been in business and have had some problems or trying to figure out what the heck's going on now in the year 2015, give us a call. We work a lot with existing businesses as well as the new startups and so on, and we have all kinds of expertise that's available to you. The other thing, though, besides the mentoring that we do, of course, is Score has seminars and programs that we do. Coming up on this coming Wednesday, the 14th, we're going to have the first session of the Simple Steps program, which is designed for, again, businesses that are starting up or people who've been in business for a while. It's a great way to find out the questions that you don't know. The first section is going to be on startup basics. It's going to be at 8 o'clock for registration, 8:30 in the morning, and running all the way through noon at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop in downtown Appleton. This is going to be a program to help you understand the basics of starting your business. This is part one. There are 5 sections to the program. The second session is on business concepts, some of the things I need to know about the different types of professionals that I need for help and how to go about that. The third portion is in the area of marketing. We'll be talking about all the different things for a marketing plan and also including details about what you need to know for the wonderful world of social media and how to use that. The fourth area is in financial projections. This is the area everybody gets a little bit nervous about. But we have a CD that's available that has templates on how to start your financial information, everything as far as your cash flow statements, how to put together your profit and loss, how to do asset liability statements, and how to put them all together so they start to make sense and become a usable tool. And then the final program is on Where Do I Find the Money, which everybody is interested in today. And that program, we talk about the traditional forms of financing, as well as the non-traditional, things like crowdfunding, angel investors, and things like that. So each of these programs, we're going to be having the first one, like I said, is going to be on the 14th. Registration is at 8 in the morning. Program starts at 8:30 at the Copper Rock. The rest of the programs will be in the evening. They will be at the SCORE office at the Fox City's Chamber office in downtown Appleton, and they will be from 6 until 9 in the evening on Wednesdays. That'll be on the 21st, the 28th, February 4th, and then February 11th. Again, you can go out to our website, and that is at the foxcities.score.org website. Register online for all five programs or any one of them that you want to attend. So please take advantage of these. They're excellent programs for people who are starting up or for those of you who've been in business for a while to get some help. Very quickly, one other program that's coming up, we work very closely with the Green Bay chapter of SCORE. They're located up in the Green Bay area, and they're going to be having a seminar coming up on January the 24th. That's a Saturday morning. They won't be able to listen to our show, but at least they will have a program coming up. It's from 9:30 until 12:30 in the morning, and the title of it is going to be What to Know When Starting and Purchasing a Business. They have three experts that will be on a panel talking about the topic and helping you get started in your business. So again, in the Green Bay area, go out to the greenbay.score.org website and register for it. It's going to be 3 hours on starting your business, on purchasing a business. The fee on that is $30 for that particular program. But yeah, get in touch on that one right away if you're in that area. Okay, so that's some of the things that we've got going, some of the things we'll be doing here in the Valley. Right now, I will be taking a quick break. We'll be back very shortly with our guest today, who is Kurt Haling, CPA from Albertson Haling. So this is the SCORE Biz Talk Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Okay, and once again, welcome back to the Biz Talk Show. My name is Randy Melza. I'll be your host today. Before I introduce our special guest today, I'd just like to take a moment to recognize the sponsors that we have for our program who make it possible for us to bring this to you each week. First of all, Bank First National here in the area, who handle a lot of the small business lending that we are involved with. We also work with Epiphany Law, the boutique law firm that handles all of the business needs that you may have. Also for financing, there's Fox Communities Credit Union throughout the area, including the Appleton Green Bay area. We also work with, of course, Albertson Haling CPA. Kurt Haling is going to be our guest today, and we'll be introducing Kurt momentarily. And also a thank you out there to the eBiz Results. They are the people who have produced our website and take care of managing and maintaining that for us. And thank you to Mike Pavermacher and his group out there. And then finally, a thank you to the Business News publication put together. Larry Desch and his crew out there do a great job every 2 weeks of providing information for any of you out there in business to be able to keep up to exactly what all is happening and what's going on in the wonderful world of business in the Fox River Valley. So again, thank you to all of the sponsors that we have, and we appreciate all of their assistance and help. So at this time, I'm going to introduce our sponsor and guest, which is Kurt Haling. Kurt,
hi, Randy. Good to be here. John, good to see you guys again.
Yeah, we've had you in a little while ago. We had talked about some of the things that were going on as far as changes and updates in the tax laws and so on that made planning almost impossible. Today we're going to talk a little bit more about how that's changed, where we're at, and how to go about planning.
Well, what happened was in the middle of December, they finally got around to extending the tax law that was out there. So we finally know what rules we're working with. So things like the first year depreciation rule, that stayed in effect where it was, actually went up a little bit. Some of the other rules that were out there that were due to fall off stayed out there. So all of that worked out in the long run, status quo, but we were in limbo as to whether or not they were going to fall off or not with the way that the Congress and was working and not getting anything resolved along the way.
Yeah. When so, you said, you just briefly, you mentioned that depreciation rule. Can you just kind of tell us a little bit about what that meant?
Well, what made that such a big deal was that was due to fall off. It had been as much as $500,000 that you could write off in new equipment, vehicles, things like that if you're a small business owner. Obviously, you'd have profits to be able to do it and some other rules that went along with it. But that $500,000 was due to fall off all the way down to $25,000. So it made planning next to impossible. Do you go out and buy equipment with the idea it's going to pass? Do you not? There was no way to really understand where it was going to fall in. So they ended up passing that. It's it had a lot of people going shopping the last couple of weeks of December to take advantage of that.
Now, this was any major capital purchase during 2014.
Exactly, and it had to be before the end of the year, too. And when you read the letter of the law, it has to be placed in service. Well, you see, some of these big pieces of equipment, you might be able to write the check for it, but good luck getting it there delivered and placed in service by the end of the year and having Christmas in between.
Okay. Well, so now, though, we're into 2015, facing a lot of things. What kind of things should people be aware of for planning? What are you talking to your clients about?
Well, from the planning perspective, one of the things we talk about at the end of the year, number one is obviously the tax planning end. What can they expect from the tax end of it? We don't like people getting surprised in February and March, not knowing where their tax situation is going to fall in. One of the hardest conversations to have is with somebody that owes $10,000, isn't expecting it, or maybe even more, isn't expecting it, and you look at it and you say, well, you know, if you'd have done X, Y, and Z, you could have saved half of that or whatever it might be. And, you know, not having had those conversations up front make it very difficult. So we really try to reach out to people if they've got anything going on. Talk to us. We can run some numbers, at least give them a ballpark of what's going to happen, of what they can expect, and some ways to lower that. From the business side of it, the other thing we look at, too, is planning as to what's 2015 going to hold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, helping with budgets, forecasts, things like that. And, you know, you made mention before by January 10th, most New Year's resolutions fall by the wayside. You know, everybody's been to the gym twice and they'll never see it again.
Yep.
You know, people are trying to quit smoking and, you know, by now they're on their third pack of the day already.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. No, that's one of the best laid plans kind of program. John,
exactly.
Do you have a question there?
Yeah, I guess, Kurt, maybe to clarify, I assume what you're saying is it's as important to plan for next year now as it is to try to close out 2014.
Well, it is, because you want to be planning and have that plan in place for 2015 as much as you do from the tax end of it for 2014. And from that planning perspective, you know, you can lay out a good plan, you can lay out a budget, but if you just stick it in the drawer again and never look at it for the rest of the year, then it's just a waste of time. One of the reports that I've always got on the dashboard of my computer is a year-to-date, a budget year-to-date, and then a monthly budget, too, because a lot of times people make an annual budget, and, you know, the lazy man's budget, just take, you know, the year before and add 5% to it. But you really want to take in and break it down as to what changed in the previous year? Are there any things you want to focus on in 2015 that are going to be points of emphasis for you that maybe weren't, or that maybe started to gain some momentum in 14, and where's that going to take you? If there's any seasonality, you need to capture that in your budget, and that's why we have people break it down by month, so you can track the month-by-month history, and maybe not just even what the year before did, but, okay, what's your trend over the last 3 or 4 years in those months?
Okay, so, you know, think ahead and really just start putting some work into this thing.
Exactly.
Okay, well, we're talking to Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling CPA, talking about the accounting and tax questions that are coming up for everybody to be aware of. We're going to take a quick break right now. I'll be back shortly. This is the BizTalk Radio Show. I'm Randy Melzer here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back again to the BizTalk show here on WHBY 1150. My name is Randy Melzer. I would like to just remind you quickly, if you have any questions for our guest, that's Kurt Haling from Alberts and Haling CPAs, please give us a call. You can reach us here at 281-1150 here in Appleton or outside of the Appleton area, the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 1-866-887-1150. So again, if you have any questions, please give us a call. We're talking about planning and so on, things to know. One of the questions I want to ask is, how does our listeners out there get in touch with you to be able to get some help on some of this stuff?
They can give us a call at the Fox Valley office, 886-2241. They can call Green Bay, which is 405-8549. My partner Jim Alberts runs that office. Our website is alberts-haling-cpas.com.
Okay. My pen was a little slow there. Would you want to give us that phone number one more time?
920-886-2241.
Okay, fine. Yeah, and if you do have questions, give Kurt a call either now or during the week, and we'll work with those. Again, planning. What are some of the things that we have to do as far as timetable is concerned? What kind of problems have occurred because of all the changes going on?
Well, one of the big changes coming up this year is the implementation of the individual mandate for the Affordable Care Act, and that needs to get reconciled in with everybody's individual tax returns. That's going to slow some of the processing down for individual tax returns this year because of the fact that you've got another layer of information that needs to go into these returns. Unfortunately, it's also going to increase everybody's costs. Nobody ever bothered to tell everybody that's going to be part of the deal, but it is, because it's just the nature of the beast. It's the increased time, increased effort that goes into preparing those returns.
Well, when you're talking about increased costs, you're talking about tax preparation costs.
Tax preparation costs, yeah. Unfortunately, our fees have to increase with that as well, because we've got to get our people trained and up to speed with it. There's additional software costs that go along with it, all the other costs that we as business owners need to cover.
For the small businessman to try and go in on his own and say, well, I can do this, or I can cover this stuff, right? What do you say to somebody like that?
It'd be like going bear hunting with a BB gun.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you have to, you really should, get somebody who's had a chance to understand all this stuff.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, you just end up irritating the beast and stop doing it.
Exactly.
Okay. We have heard about the fact that people are talking about things being postponed. One of the target dates I hear is the February 15th. Is that going to be a key date in timing and issuing activities?
Well, there's a couple of dates that come up as far as deadlines go. W-2s to employees have to be up by the end of January. The 1099s for dividends and capital gains, they have until February 15th, which is has been now for the last couple of years, and that goes back to the economic downturn and what the reporting requirements that were put on the brokerage houses with respect to the tracking that they need and information they need to report. Mm-hmm. They turned around and said, well, if you're going to make us report this extra information, we're going to need more time to do it, so they get till February 15th now. And with some of these publicly traded partnerships and any partnerships or small business S-Corps, the March 15th is a deadline for those, and so those statements typically don't come out until, a lot of times they don't come out right till that March 15th deadline, so that can hold up filing a little bit. One thing that is holding things up from the processing end of it a little bit is the IRS through all of
not,
this.
Not again.
Exactly. The IRS through all of this in figuring out how to administer the Affordable Care Act and tie it into the tax law has had to develop the forms and processes to do this. So they've finally got that done towards the end of the year. Then the software companies have to take that information and be able to program it into the software programs that we use, right down to your TurboTaxes that come off the shelf at Walmart. But the software companies are finally getting up to speed on that, so we haven't had a chance to run a lot of, I guess you call it, trial runs as to how these things are going to flow, and I'm sure these software companies are going to have some bugs in their systems up front. So the filing end of it, they're going to be able to accept some returns already starting January 20th, but they're not going to be able to accept all the returns right away, and we don't know what the deadlines on some of those are going to be yet. Those, and we've had that in the past, too, where it's almost a day-by-day, can we send this one, can we send mm-hmm. that type of return, can we send that type of return? So where one person may be able to file earlier, a person with something else going on, especially if it ties into the Affordable Care Act and having been on healthcare.gov, they may get delayed a little bit, which mm-hmm. it can be frustrating for people. They can say, well, that person's filing at the refund array. We can't even transmit ours. Why is that?
Okay.
Well, now, Kurt, when would you advise people to get in?
Sooner the better. Always sooner the better. You may have, especially for the business owners, if you can, you're getting to the point where you've got your last bank statements, you can get things reconciled through December 31st. If you can get that information as soon as possible, payroll reports for the employees and things like that, if you can get all that information in, we can compile that information. We can work the numbers out. And then as far as doing the returns and everything, if there's a few things that are holding it up, that's fine. We can deal with that. But at least we've got the vast majority of it done. We can deal with the final details before we can process the return at that point. But always the sooner the better, within reason as far as making mm-hmm. sure that's accurate as well.
So try and get as much done now, regardless of how long it may take to get some of the final answers, but get as much done as you possibly can as soon as you can.
Exactly, because you don't want to be coming in, you always hear the horror stories about the people that want to come in April 12th, and I'll say, fine, here's your extension, because there's no way at that point it's getting done. And even for the S corporations that are due the March 15th, same sort of thing. If it comes in March 12th, it more than likely is getting extended as well, mm-hmm. because to try and turn those around in short order just doesn't happen. When you're dealing with a small business tax return, you might have some of the S corps or LLCs that are partnerships or single member owners. There's definitely more to process in those returns than the average individual who's got two W-2s, mm-hmm. Property taxes, a mortgage, and two kids, and sit down, spit it out, and here's your refund. Yeah.
And the other thing we were talking about or trying to get around to, too, is the importance of planning for this, coming year. And getting started with your returns now, getting the details is going to be that basis that you're going to need for those plans. And so, trying to help you relate, get it in now, and then be able to do your planning.
Well, and that's true, because when you're doing your planning now for 2015, this makes make sure that you have good numbers to use as your benchmark for 2015. And if you're in a situation where you're not getting your returns filed, if you're not getting things done on time, if you're getting extended into the summer, well, at that point, the year's half over mm-hmm. before you even know where the previous year ended up. So mm-hmm. you're always playing catch up. You're always kind of running in circles as far as being able to plan, because you're never able to get ahead of the curve.
Okay.
Yeah, Kurt, if a business has an accounting system, say, such as QuickBooks, does that help the process with you guys as far as getting the information and such?
Oh, tremendously. And I would say the vast majority, probably three-quarters of our clients are on QuickBooks because they fit that niche, either the one-man or shop up to 20, 30 employees. It's a really good fit for that. I don't want to be plugging softwares here, but there's other ones out there like Peachtrees and things like that that are good as well. But you need to have those types of systems, because that helps you keep a day-to-day track as far as where you're at as well, because those types of systems, you can do everything from, your check writing and bill paying to your invoicing and collections, your you can have literally daily balance sheets and income statements off of there. So you can really use those as a good tool throughout the year, not just from an accounting and record-keeping standpoint, but as a budgeting and forecasting tool as well.
In the decision-making process of deciding who to have as a CPA or who to have as an accountant, how important is matching up that software?
I think it makes a big difference, because you want to have somebody with the CPA that you're working with that not only understands the software, but also is able to help you customize it to your business. Give you an example. If you're working with a CPA who has no understanding of that software, basically all you're giving them at the end then is reports, and they really can't understand, well, how can you use this software as a better tool? Whereas if you get somebody who understands the software, they can go in and say, well, you know, you could categorize things this way, or you could set up some classes based on product lines, or, you know, set up some different items in order to make your internal processes easier. And so you can really take that next step as far as really being able to help that client as opposed to just taking reports and plugging them into the tax returns.
Okay. So basically, again, back to planning, the best thing to do is, again, sit down with your accountant, CPA, plan your year as far as what kind of software and reporting you're going to be doing, and then stick to it.
Right. And there gets to be a point where maybe eventually you outgrow something like that and you need to grow into a higher level software, and somebody that can help you with that transition as well.
Okay. Well, just a reminder, if you have any questions for Kurt, you want to give us a call here at 281-1150 here in Appleton, or on the TDS Metrocom line at 1-866-887-1150. That's for if you have a question for today. Kurt, they can reach you both in Nina here and also in Green Bay for questions like this.
Yep, they can get a hold of me in the Valley at 886-2241 or in Green Bay 405-8549.
Mm-hmm. Where are you located in the Valley here?
We are, it's kind of never Neverland. It's off the Prospect exit. It's on American Drive off the Prospect exit. It's a neat address, but it's really town of Menasha. So,
okay.
Yep.
Okay, out in the strange Neverlands out there. Okay. But yeah, give Kurt a call, you know, as far as information that you may need. We've knocked around the wonderful Affordable Health Care Act a number of times. We've said things about it. How is that going to be put into effect? I know there's changes going into effect now this year. How is that going to affect some of the plans?
Well, it's going to affect plans from the business owner standpoint, especially some the larger business owners. Those with 100 and above have had to have the coverage already. The ones that are coming up now that are maybe in that mid-range between 50 and 100 employees, they're going to have the mandatory coverage starting next year, but it's going to be based on 2015 numbers, so there's reporting that they're going to need to keep track of based on hours and earnings that go along with that, and they should be working with not only their accountants but also their insurance people to make sure that they're keeping track of that properly, and so that when that switches, they've got proper information in order to use that as well.
Okay, so don't sit and wait until 2016 to figure out how to do this.
Exactly. And the other thing that, you know, some people say, well, what if I take my business that's got 50 employees and I split it up into two businesses, and now I got two businesses with 25, it's not going to affect me, right? Well, more than likely it still is, because if you own 100% of both of those businesses, the government's thought of that too. It's considered a controlled group for that purpose. You're still going to fall into that category within some parameters. I mean, obviously, if you sell the majority of that business, one of those businesses, you could do that. But, you know, people try and get around it, and most of the ideas I've heard, I'm like, yeah, nice try. They thought of that already too.
Okay. John?
Yeah, Kurt, I've noticed on television there have been quite a few ads, call this number, call that number, get your rebate now. Where legitimately should people go for information?
Well, I would tell them to come to us, quite frankly. You know, you do see some of the major franchise tax repairs that have you know, things about out there about how to calculate your refund based on the Affordable Care Act and things like that. And one of the services actually, I got a solicitation email that they're actually looking for health insurance agents to work at their tax preparation offices.
Wow.
So that tells you how integrated this is these days. And so really what you want to do is sit down with somebody who's well-versed in being able to integrate where's your insurance situation compared to where's your tax situation, because if you think about how the healthcare.gov system worked, a lot of it was based on your projected tax situation, which most people took off their 2013 returns, but if there's been any variances in that, that's going to have an effect on your 2014, and A lot of people aren't aware of that. A lot of people, when they signed up for it originally, they said, well, gee, it's really low because my 2013 income was really low. But if you've had changes in 2014, you may be in for a little bit of a surprise as far as your refund, because now all of a sudden that subsidy credit that you got based on that earlier lower income isn't there anymore, and that's going to reduce your refund. So it really can be a complicated situation. It's going to be some hard conversations to have with people this year too, because they're banking on that same refund they've gotten from year to year.
And this affects the business where there's one person, two people. It doesn't have to get up to 50 or 100.
It's not even just the business owner. It's individuals as well.
Sure. Okay. All righty. Well, you're listening to the BizTalk radio show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, WHBY 1150. We'll be back in just a moment or two with our guest, Kurt Haling, to kind of wrap up a few things and finish up with some suggestions for the year. So we'll be back again. This is the BizTalk show on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Okay, and welcome back again to the BizTalk radio show. My name is Randy Melzer. I've been your host today. Also, our guest host is John Burns working with us. And our guest for the day is Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling CPAs. And, Kurt, we're really into your busy time, but still taking contacts from people. And how do they reach you?
They can get a hold of us in the Valley at 886-2241 or in Green Bay 405-8549. Website is alberts-haling-cpas.com.
Okay. We touched on some things. One of the areas is avoidance, trying to find ways not to have to deal with some of these things. How do you approach that with people when they say, I can get away without having to do this?
Well, there's with the small business owners that are under 50 employees, they don't have to offer the insurance to their employees, and sometimes they kind of throw up their hands and they say, I don't want to deal with it. I'm not going to offer insurance. And that's not necessarily the approach to take either, because you still need to be competitive in the marketplace as far as being able to attract and retain employees. So having a health insurance program still makes sense from that standpoint. It's a matter of working with not only your health insurance agent, but also your CPA, and maybe even having them in the same meeting and sitting down saying, okay, what can we afford to do? What can we do within these parameters? What can we offer so that you can put together a program for the employees that they do have something available to them, as opposed to just saying, let them go get it, and I'll just pay them for it. I mean, it's one thing that can get you in trouble these days, actually, a lot of trouble, is if you say, well, I'll let them go get their own, and I'll just reimburse them directly for it. That can actually, the fine for that is $100 per employee per day.
Wow.
So they can literally put you out of business for doing that.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be doing that. You can increase it through wages and say, you know what, I'll give you a $2 or $3 an hour raise, and that you can use that to go cover insurance. Some places have done that, but realistically, what we've seen is that's kind of a stopgap. That works for the very, very, very small employer, mm-hmm. who's maybe got two employees or three employees. But once you get more employees than that, you're going to want to be able to offer something.
Yeah, one thing I've found over the years when I've done similar things is after a while, employees forget why they got the raise.
Exactly.
And so the new people coming in, they absolutely don't know what that's about.
Mm-hmm.
So all they know is, well, you don't offer health insurance.
Exactly. And that's exactly the perception that comes across them, too. So it's really better to have that as part of your benefit package. And there are ways that you can do pre-tax things that are in shared costs with the employees so that everybody's in the same boat together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we've been talking to Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling CPAs, and as we normally do at this point in time, Kurt, we're going to ask you for a biz tip, a little piece of wisdom for our listeners as to what they should be doing out there.
I think I would go back to the old standard, proper planning prevents poor performance.
Okay, so plan. And when you're talking about planning, we kind of touched on this a little bit, but use your team. Get not only just the accountant, but get the insurance guy in there if you have to, have the right people in the room at the same time.
Exactly, and that includes some of your key employees as well. Get their perspective.
Okay. So planning is the key to being able to be successful.
Yep. And it's 7 blowout. You're not going outside anyway. So you might as well sit inside and get some of these things done.
Okay. Wonderful. John, any other questions? Or?
Not really. I guess I would really tag on to what Kurt was saying about planning. You cannot do anything different that's going to help your business more.
Okay. All right. Well, Kurt, thank you very much for being our guest today. And this is the BizTalk Radio Show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'd like to just remind you real quickly that the Fox City Score program, where we're going to be having our Simple Steps program, the first session is going to be this Wednesday, January 14th. There's still time to sign up. We'd ask you to go out to our website, which is foxcities.score.org, and check out. I think we've got everything working now, so that you can be able to take care of it on PayPal and handle your the cost. The fees are $25 per program. The first one's going to start on the 14th at the Copper Rock in downtown Appleton. I recommend that you sign up as soon as possible and then take advantage of the other four programs that we'll be having coming up after that. So, again, you've been listening to the BizTalk Radio Show here on WHBY 1150, and we'd ask you to join us again next week for a program to learn more about what you need to know to handle your business. So thank you again for joining us. Money, 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 money.